everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guys.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
This is Jop. You're listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday, 107.3 WBBL-FM. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. Bob and I are at the studio, sun shining. We're looking forward to getting out, making it a great day. Bob, I understand there's a little something on your mind. What you thinking?
You know, first of all, I'm thinking you actually can sing. That wasn't half bad. I know you weren't even trying. So if you tried, you might, like... might be able to throw down some tracks.
Oh, is that what's on your mind?
No, I was just in the green room, top of the hour, and they've got the CNN communist or cable news network on, and the reporter's going on and on about guns and how terrible guns are, and you know we've got to change our gun laws and blah blah blah. Okay, it's ridiculous how they can rail against one mentally ill man that was not cared for properly by blaming it on everybody who has the Second Amendment rights of bearing arms. But, you know, the Benghazi thing happens, nothing said. I mean, our ambassador was drug out of an embassy, a U.S. property, tortured and killed. Three or four other people along with him, Navy SEALs on the roof painting the target. Where's CNN when all that happened? Oh, well, Hillary's, you know, got a concussion. She can't testify now and all this crap. It's like, come on, pay attention to the important stuff. We're being attacked all around the world, and now you want to come after Americans' guns? I saw the Chinese, the new CHICOM president sending a message to Barry Obama saying, you should really get rid of your guns. I bet we should. You know, Mr. 1 billion people building guns as fast as you can. We're the most heavily armed nation in the world. And all of our citizens equal like the very largest army times five. Okay? Don't mess with us. I don't care what happens to our military. When it comes down to it, the American citizen has that right to protect himself. You can't wait for a cop to show up. You have to have the right to protect your home. And don't blame this retarded, sick bastard who killed children on the Second Amendment. They are not related at all. He could have done the same thing with a gas bomb.
There. Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Here we go. But Barbecue Bob, I'm glad you were able to get that off your chest. I agree with you. I might not be as passionate, but I agree with you. But it's a good thing that we do have that right. And you know what? It's a tragedy that what happened last week, and it's heavy on all of our hearts. And you know what? As a man, you have the right to defend yourself, and I think it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue and Gun Shop in Saranac. Just kidding. But they're probably packing because they're youpers. Okay, today's man law. Have a killer look for these occasions. And this is something I'm kind of guilty of, so I'm changing up my game a little bit, and I'm going to make sure I have this killer look for family get-togethers, okay?
The killer look, you mean like a physical look?
Yeah.
Okay, is that where the mustache came from?
Dress up a little bit, okay? Have a killer look. It's okay to overdress. Weddings, dinner parties, and drinks with friends, and guys' weekend. Spiff it up, okay? Step up your game, and you're going to get some nice clothes for Christmas, so wear the darn things.
Yeah, everybody gets a Christmas sweater, right? If we're lucky, anyway.
Maybe an ugly one.
Yeah. So, Bob, one last recipe or one last idea for the holiday. Make a cheese ball. They're easy.
Wow. Can we have a drum roll on that? Make a cheese ball. Hey, yeah. Top 10 reasons why men prefer guns over women. You want to hear a couple of these?
Not really.
No? Okay, you can keep one gun at home and have another one for when you're on the road. If you admire a friend's gun and tell him so, he'll probably let you try it out. Primary gun doesn't mind if you keep another gun for backup. Your gun will stay with you even when you run out of ammo. I like that one. Your gun doesn't take up all kinds of closet space. And it doesn't ask, do these grips make me look fat? And the number one gun reason is you can buy a silencer for it.
Yeah. Wow. And this is the family time at the Grilling Guys. All right.
There's a little gun tie in there.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL. And in all seriousness, our hearts are heavy for those that lost all the children out in Connecticut and the brave adults that fought on their behalf. And we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. We will be back next week to do a New Year's Eve show. But right now, we are going to go to a little bit of Christmas music, do something just a little bit different on the Grilling Guys. We're going to give you 2 or 3 minutes of Grilling Guys holiday cheer. Barbecue Bob, you got anything, well wishes for the audience before we go?
Just have a Merry Christmas and drive safe.
Be smart out there. Yep. The Grilling Guys will talk to you next week. Yeah.
guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.